Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1 o'clock on Grant and Danny. We'll go to Richmond. We'll talk to Mike Jones of The Post, who was on the scene today as Bashaud Breeland got booted from practice. Want to get the details on what he saw. Also, Josh Doctson has a hamstring injury. Is he going to be ready for week one? Or is this something that could linger into the regular year? And if it does, how much of a difference is it for Washington's receiving group and offense trying to accomplish its goals this season? Right now, though, 800-636-1067, we're talking D.C. stars. I tell you what, doesn't have to be a star. Athletes, players here in town, any team that you never really got behind, you never really liked. And I started this by telling you that Jason Taylor, whose Hall of Fame speech was very good, who I enjoyed watching this weekend, and well-deserved honor as one of the great Dolphins ever, getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, 139 career sacks, one of the best pass rushers of my lifetime. I never liked him here. He came here for a season with the Redskins, and it just, to me, it exemplified what I hated. It was the evidence in front of my face that nothing had ever changed, that they were always just going to be trying to throw draft picks and money at problems. And I knew it wasn't going to work because they weren't going to let him play the way that he played elsewhere. And so they tried to fit another square peg in another round hole, and here we went again. 3.5 sacks later, he was on his way out, and they spent a lot of money on him. And he made a joke in his speech. Actually, we can let you hear that real quick, where he basically joned on Dan Snyder, respectfully. They'd seen each other a night before. But if you're a Redskins fan, it hit kind of close to home. This is from his Hall of Fame speech over the weekend.
Good talk with Dan last night. Thank you for the opportunity to come to Washington. I know I didn't give you much, 2.5 sacks. Stole a lot of money from you, but I appreciate it.
I don't have a problem with the joke. That's all it was. No one should have a problem with it. But I never was a Jason Taylor guy here. Who's the player in D.C. you didn't like? We got full phones, so let's mow through them at 800-636-1067. And these are guys that everyone else liked, remember, that you didn't. Cordell in D.C., go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? I feel you on Jason Taylor. Never was a Jason Taylor guy as a Redskin for sure. And during that time, we were just throwing money at free agents on the defensive line between him, Haynesworth, Bruce Smith, guys like that. We were just donating money. But the guy that I don't like, he's still on the roster, and a lot of people like him, but I don't, for his play, and that's Colt McCoy. And the reason I don't like Colt McCoy is because all it took was for him to have the best game of his life on Monday night against the Cowboys for everybody, all these fans of Redskin Nation to all of a sudden believe that he could lead us to the promised land that Kirk Cousins can't. So Colt McCoy gives our fan base a false sense of hope, and for that reason, I don't like him.
He is popular, I guess, with the fans in his current role because you don't have to see him play, and he beat the Cowboys that one time. So people do seem to really like Colt McCoy. I don't dislike him because I think for his role, he's good at what he does. But I get it. Matt's in Alexandria. Matt, the player in D.C. other people liked that you never did.
Hey, man, absolutely love the show. And thanks for this little segment.
You bet.
40-year Redskins fan here. I got to say, this was the only time I almost hung up the jerseys and walked away with the signing of Deion Sanders.
Oh.
It absolutely tore me apart to see him not only come from Dallas, not be able to field a punt, and could not cover a tortoise. Hey, man, thanks again. You're doing a great job. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Good phone call. So, Deion's interesting. Deion, when he was acquired, which was in 2000 at 32 years old, I thought had football left, and so I didn't hate that at the time. I hated the money they spent, but at the time I was 12, and I thought, you're getting a really good player, get a few years out of him. Who cares how much you're spending him? It's not my money. I didn't understand the cap and some of the things that went into it. The production you got from him, or in his case, didn't get from him, is what was maddening. So if when the season started you didn't like Deion, okay, I get that. But I'd say that you were not alone on that. A lot of guys didn't like Deion. But when you say the moment they signed him you were upset, that's interesting to me. Because I never care if a guy comes from Dallas before this or not. When you're ours, you're ours. Like Johnny Damon, Boston, New York, I don't care about that. If I'm paying you, you're on my payroll, you're here now, you're my dude. But he didn't play well, and that's an easy guy not to like for that reason. Devin in Rockville, go ahead.
Hey, Grant, I'm going with a very popular former Washington Capital, I'll affectionately call Brooks Dislike.
Oh, wow.
He's a guy who I felt like was more hype than substance. You know, he had a groin and abdominal injury that lasted for 2 or 3 years and sort of always got the credit for being a hardworking team guy, but I always thought he was a little more interested in his Facebook and Instagram than what his product on the ice. So
well, it worked out for him because he's married now to Julian Huff, who is his social media dame at this point. Brooks Like was a good player. He was not a great player. Brooks Like's best season in Washington once scored 25 goals and for 3 straight years was a 20-goal guy. But he was pretty average, I would say, on a great team with good offensive pieces around him, and it elevated his play, and people here loved him. I was one of them. I loved Brooks Like because I thought he was such a good dude. I mean, he comes on with the Junkies and do some of the great interviews on the radio, and Athlete did on the air in town for years, sending those guys jerseys. Was just a really consummate pro type. I love those types of guys. Get a lot out of themselves, will over skill. So I can't agree with you on that, but that's the point of the call, right? I mean, that's what I'm asking you. I want to know, who did you dislike that everyone else liked and why? And that was a good reason as well. Steven Ashburn has one that I can't fathom, so let's get to him. Steve, how are you?
Hey, this one's a little different because I actually was a big fan of his before these incidents, and it's Ryan Zimmerman. I've coached Little League for about 15 years. When you have a large Little League and you sell a lot of tickets for the your Little League goes to watch the Nats game, they allow, you know, 9 of the kids, usually the coach's kids when they're 12 years old, to run out and be with, you know, their Nat for a couple minutes before the game, and then they get run, they trot them off, and it's just a really big moment for these kids. So,
oh, so
I heard
like when we're at the game and like the you go out to the position with the player and they say, hey, what's up, and then they high five you and you leave.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
And you know, you get 3 or 4 minutes with the guys and you know, you try and size the kids up to their favorite players. And so I had actually steered clear with my own son, sent him to somebody else or encouraged him to go see somebody else. And one of the kids I had coached for 3 or 4 years went out to third base with Ryan Zimmerman. And unfortunately, everything that the other coaches and the kids had told me turned out to be true. Ryan didn't speak to him, was completely ignored him. The only thing he said to him was when he was ready to trot off the field, when the girls who run the whole event were, you know, getting the kids and herding them and off the field, don't step on the white lines when they run off. The poor kid was shattered and devastated and into tears.
Well, a couple things. So, A, obviously I can't confirm or verify that. Here's what I know about Ryan Zimmerman, and I'll say this for anybody, and that story may be true for all I know. That's right before the game. I don't like the idea of having the kids out there anyway, because these guys, same with like football, they're in the zone. I always think it's weird that like a kid's out there on the mound and the pitcher shakes his hand right before he's about to throw the first pitch, is, you know, trying to go out there and earn himself millions of bucks having a good start. I don't love that whole thing. I think it looks cool, but I'm uncomfortable with that in general. So maybe he's just in the zone. I'm different at work. If someone walked up to me right as I'm about to walk into the studio and said something to me, you'd think I'm a lot more rude than I am if you met me outside. You meet me at a restaurant, I'll talk to you for 20 minutes. You meet me between segments, during a break, when I'm about to walk right back in the studio, about to quote-unquote start my job, newsflash, I'm not as nice a person. I'm going to be pretty terse, and I'm not going to have a lot to say. I'm at my job. I'm working. So I don't have a huge problem with that. That is disappointing to hear if it's true. But I'm a Zimmerman guy, and I can tell you this. I've been around that team for 10 years. No one is more pro-nationals. No one has been more influential in the community, done more. No one says yes to more asks from that PR staff. So maybe he had a couple bad days. I don't know if, in fact, that story's true.
I was just going to double down on that and say that I've met Ryan Zimmerman multiple times, whether it was at Nats Fest as a fan or here when he comes in and does in-person interviews. Very nice guy, very respectful to everyone around him. I mean, we just don't know what that story is.
I'll give you one quick anecdote. He came out of the clubhouse with a few of the best players in baseball at the All-Star game. So when I was at Miami and I was on the field, and he was walking out with like Kershaw and Nolan Arenado and like some dudes. And he saw me like 10 feet away, and he came over and was like, hey, man, how you doing? Like, shook my hand, like, how's everything? And he like left those guys, came over and said hi to me, and then went back over to them. So we talked for a minute, and then he went back over to hanging out with Clayton Kershaw. So I don't know what to tell you, but the point of the topic is, who are the guys in D.C. sports that you don't pull for that everyone else does? And we're getting some random answers, but that's kind of what we're looking for. 800-636-1067. Pete, you can't say Jonathan Papelbon. Nobody liked Papelbon.
Yeah, but there was a lot of hype surrounding him when he came. You know, I didn't like him from the start. So
basically you're saying
timing.
You were like,
I knew he would.
You were first on the scene to not liking Papelbon. Like the day me and Danny had him on the air and we were all hyped up and saying, oh, this guy's going to help them. From that day on, you already knew.
I can't take credit for first on the scene, but just knowing who he was and where he came from and just the kind of guy he was, I didn't think he would mesh well with what we had going on.
Gotcha. I was actually going to move on from this and get to a couple other things next, but there's a few on hold that are names that I would love to hear why you guys didn't like those players. So let's do this again and take some more calls next. I'll put a bow on this at 1245. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny. I never liked Jason Taylor when he was in Washington. He got inducted into the Hall of Fame and made a joke about all the money he stole, and that's kind of how I viewed his time here. I never thought anything of that guy as a Redskin. Love him as a Dolphin. As a Redskin, he can kick all the rocks. Who didn't you root for when they were in D.C. that other people liked? That's the question on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.